I suppose if I were to say what my job is, it would be live-in escort. It isn't exactly accurate, because what I do depends entirely on the contract that I enter into. At this point, I am a live-in escort. I was approached by a man who said he was in his mid-30s. He makes excellent money and lives in a nice suburban home with his wife and teenage son. Normally, men like this want to have a mistress on the side. Yeah, I've basically been a professional homewrecker on multiple occasions. When you make the money I do and have the best sex you can imagine, you stop caring about shit like other people's families. This guy had a much different proposition. He wanted me to pleasure his entire household. I asked him to clarify who all he meant. He wanted a free use contract for me to pleasure him, his wife, his teenage son, and even their dog on occasions. I was surprised by that last part, but doing that was nothing new for me. I was a curious girl when I was younger. I've drank cum from more dogs than I can count at this point. I was excited at the prospect. After all, the best part of this job is getting to indulge in the most fucked up parts of myself. All that said, we worked out a price and I was set to move in 2 weeks. The wait was awful. I would have went over there to go ahead and get off, but I do try to remain as professional as humanly possible. I was not patient, and I think I was averaging 4 orgasms a day until I arrived. On the first day, they showed me my room. It was a bit overkill for a guest room, in my opinion, but I appreciated the effort to make me comfortable. I felt the vibe that they wanted to fuck me as much as I wanted to fuck them. But they just let that first night be introductions and letting me get used to the arrangement. The following day was when the fun started. I woke up to someone knocking on my door. I was horny as hell already from the dream I was having, and I had a feeling I was about to get release. Their son immediately threw me onto the bed and flipped me over on my stomach. My face was pressed into the bed. He never even said a word. I was wet and more than ready to take his young, hard cock. He was an athlete, so he had amazing stamina and strength. I couldn't keep quiet. I was moaning so loud the neighbors could probably hear it. He hit so deep, it was surreal. I kept hoping he would slow down a little, but I figured he was trying to get this done quick before going to school. I heard him breathing harder, and then he pulled out of me. He grabbed my head and forced his cock into my mouth. It twitched and twitched, pumping hot cum down my throat. The combination of it and my juices was intoxicating. When he finished, he got dressed and left. I hadn't even had the chance to cum, so I took care of myself shortly after. I kept myself as busy as I could while I waited for someone, anyone, to get home. I had hoped that after he returned from school, the boy would want me again, but he actually went into his room to do homework. Damn responsible students. So I waited for the parents to return from work. When they did, the husband started cooking dinner, while the wife asked me to meet her upstairs. It became obvious quickly that she was the more dominant partner in the bedroom. Right then, she tied me to their bed. She told me to always call her Miss in this room, and I had no issues with it. I was ready for anything she could possibly dish out. And she really did dish it out. She put clamps on my nipples, blindfolded me, and spanked my pussy with a flogger until I was reflexively humping the air. It was a bit overwhelming going right into this, but I had been so pumped up, I fucking need this kind of abuse. Then I could feel her near my face. I could smell her juices flowing. She straddled my mouth, her hot, wet cunt smothering me, and I could hardly breathe. I lapped it up as much as I could manage. I fantasized about her making me fall unconscious by restricting my airflow like this. I was soaked. Thank God for the towels on the bed. When my mouth was filled with cum for the second time today, she moved off and kissed me to taste herself and finish me off with her fingers. I was a very good girl. Then we went to dinner as if it never happened. These guys were the most open family I had ever seen, though, the extent of which I learned later. Suffice to say, I thought I felt the sexual tension between the mother and son. Was he jealous of her? The father certainly wasn't, and it intrigued me. After the lovely meal, he asked his wife how it went. She said I was perfect, and that tomorrow night, I would be his. I loved being talked about like I was their property. The next morning, I got another good wake-up fuck from the boy and waited, knowing I would fuck his father later. What I did not count on was his wife directing his every move. I love these sort of dynamics when someone doms me by proxy. It was incredible how perfectly he obeyed her. I assume he did so as not to invite some sort of punishment. That was only the tip of the iceberg. When he really had me to himself, he showed me what filthy things he liked. He had me dress up in a little schoolgirl outfit, too small for me, and he had me pretend to be a teenager. He liked being called Mister and pretending to take advantage of me. While he lacked his son's stamina, his filth made up for it. I live for men with dark desires like him. On another night, he called me in and his dog was there. I bit my lip and was trembling now. This is what I wanted most. I needed that knot in my cunt. He had me strip and bend over the bed. The beast started smelling me, my pheromones leading him on. He licked my pussy for a while, rapid full strokes of his tongue. Such a good, strong boy. He occasionally tried mounting me, but the husband would make him go back to licking. He was teasing me, and it was driving me insane. I wanted to beg him to let me be the canine slut that I am, but I agreed to not talking for this session. I let out a whimper, and that was his cue to finally give me what I needed. The dog mounted me again, and no, he didn't stop him. I reached around to position his dick, and it plunged inside me. He humped me with abandon.
Yes.
The husband was jacking off now, watching me. His disgusting fantasies were coming to life by a degenerate, immoral prostitute. I wonder if his wife ever did this for him, or even knew that he wanted this from someone. Not that it matters. I rubbed my clit while his huge doggy cock ravaged me all the way up until it swelled. That moment of nodding always feels like an eternity. I was airtight with his pink cock constantly spasming and pouring cum inside me. He told me to keep rubbing my clit. He wanted me to come while being stuffed. I did what he wanted without hesitation. When the knot finally pulled free, cum spurted out. I was told to scoop all of it out and lick it up off the bed. Then I sucked the rest out from the dog's still giant cock for maybe 5 minutes. My mouth started to hurt afterwards. Then, he made me get on my knees and drink his load, too. I was surprised at how much there was, considering how often he seemed to come. And it washed down the doggy jizz perfectly. I went to bed with a belly full of cum. I was a very happy little beast slut that night. I thought bestiality would be the limit of the filth I experienced in this contract. But I was wrong. When I asked to come into the room again and saw the mother and son together, I felt some apprehension. Sexuality is odd. I could literally fuck dogs until the sun came up, but the mere possibility of incest still gave me pause. She told him not to worry. She was going to show him he was her number one sweet boy in the whole world. She asked me if I would help her please him as she took off his pants and showed off his fabulous cock. I almost said no, but I was hungry to have him again, and it overrid all my other mental faculties. I was on my knees sucking him off while she kissed him deeply and tweaked his nipples. It honestly seemed a little romantic, much different than the poundings he would give me. My mind was wandering to how long these two had been fucking, and what her husband knew of it. Was the husband fucking him too? Fuck. Oh, I was turned on even more by what secrets they might be hiding from each other. She told me to stop, and then just watch. I was allowed to play with myself during. I watched him lie down on his back, and she hovered over him, grinding her pussy against him, teasing him while she kissed him more. It was a stark contrast between how wrong it was and how special it looked. I was warming up to it more and more now. She told him she loved him more than anything in the world, that he should be the man of the house instead. Then she sank down on his cock. I was trying my hardest not to come yet, following their steady rhythm. It was mesmerizing. I felt like I was discovering sex all over again somehow. I snapped back into focus when they started speeding up. I could tell he was getting close. I knew his body so well already. I'd fucked his underage cock every day for weeks now. She told him to come in her and knock her up, that she wanted him to help start their own family together. I was over the edge even before they were, watching him fill her up as I tried to catch my breath. We were silent for some time before she started kissing him again. This is when I knew I finally found my people. It was too bad that after the contract expired, they did not want to keep in contact. I'm not sure if they felt like their secrets were compromised or what. I never planned to tell anyone about it. I've kept some arguably dark stuff quiet before. In any case, my job would never be the same. I could never get the same rush that I did living with them. I had actually got in touch with my brother again afterwards. I had hoped deep down that he was as filthy as me, and that maybe I could seduce him. I wanted that high again. I brought over some beer and made sure not to take my pill. What man doesn't want to breed a slutty, fertile, hot woman? He didn't take it well, and promised not to tell Mom and Dad as long as I never spoke to him again. I painfully respected his wishes. I was sad, not because of never getting to speak to him, but losing that opportunity. I'm still hoping that one day, that family will contact me again, and make me their permanent slave. One day.